Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Hour two, the Hardline, powered by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. You're on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, along with former Blue Cam Jansen, former Mizzou receiver TJ Moe, and John Hadley. I'm Eric Messersmith. You are invited, as always, to text in 855-282-8255, or even call us on the Ryan Kelly phone lines at 855-282-TALK. You can also tweet at us, too, individually. Yeah. I'm at Eric Messersmith. You're Cam Jansen.
25.
That was your number where?
In Jersey.
In Jersey. Yeah. Okay. And TJ is TJ Mo 28, right? And Hadley on Twitter, you are?
Don't know, don't care.
Don't know, don't care. There you go.
Don't tweet me.
Who was it, Whitlock, yesterday?
They won't.
When we had Jason Whitlock yesterday. By the way, if you missed the interview with Whitlock or any
great
segment, go to InsideSTL.com. You can download the podcast of the show same day.
Very simple.
Or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. But he said his stat was 7% of the population on Twitter in the U.S. I was kind of surprised it was that low.
Seems like everybody is.
Yeah, I don't know about the United States. I know that last time I looked, there were about 300 million active daily users on Twitter. As of the first quarter of 2017, there's 328 million monthly active users. So that's monthly.
I wonder how many on Facebook.
Well, that's the thing. That's worldwide. Facebook is 1.5 billion.
Jeez.
So I look up all this stuff because I run the social media at my Smoothie Kings, Eric.
Ah, oh,
there it is.
But no, that stuff's important. That's why we attach.
Do you carry
Facebook
Pringles at what's the name of your place?
No, it's not healthy, John. And
no,
you shouldn't be eating.
It's a great question.
Yeah, we're giving you an opportunity to say Smoothie King one more time, but why don't you just go back to your stats?
I will.
By the way, I saw there were $5 smoothies today, so what's that, like a 50% discount from your usual
$5
prices?
Friday. $5, 32-ounce smoothies all day long.
What do you got, Rock?
Thing.
What
I thought it was coincidental that Smoothie King started following me on Twitter.
Funny how that works, huh?
Well, there you go.
John, you really need to start cutting back his salary for each mention. We could put a
John
price
doesn't
on
like
each
when
member.
I say Smoothie King.
Tell him to throw money down every time he says
Smoothie King, $5 Friday all day?
This,
what?
John, this doesn't help us in the long run.
John.
You've been reading off the Smoothie King text sign all day.
Oh, my good God.
This 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by Smoothie King, I think. Every statement that I've said, this one's actually no joke. Everything that I have said to you has been brought to you by Smoothie King. That is the only way that I'm here.
Are we good?
It helps station out. Go ahead.
I know John isn't drinking Smoothie King.
Good
John,
winner.
I'll bring you a Smoothie King.
The only reason, no, because as TJ knows, my son and his friends are big Smoothie King drinkers. I can't drink Smoothie King because of my diabetes, but if I could, I'd drink a Smoothie King.
We can get you something with low
in
sugar.
In particular, on a
why
Friday,
are we doing this?
In particular, on a Friday when it's $5 off all day Friday.
Good
it's
Lord.
Not $5 off, it's $5 mediums. That is close, though. $5 Friday. Eric, check it out. Come.
I can't afford it, man. Smoothie King is, it's only for you rich people on
$5,
West County.
Eric.
I said it, I think. Darn it. The Cardinals make a move today. Randall Grichuk's back is sore again. Remember, he had the back issues, I believe it was last year, and it was related potentially to the weight room, and they changed up his weight routine. So I don't know if this is the same thing or different or whatever, but he's going to the DL. And Jose Martinez, our boy, we like Jose Martinez. He played solid for the Cardinals.
Solid, man.
785 OPS. Hit 5 homers and 125 at-bats. A nice little fourth outfielder. Defensively, he had some issues at times. But he'll be back up, and he will be the fourth outfielder. If there was any doubt who your starting outfield would be going forward. And I really don't think there should have been. But if there was, that's eliminated now. We know it will be Pham, Fowler, Piscotty. The only question is, where should they be playing? Go ahead, John Hadley.
Again, I don't mean to be a hater. And I don't lack respect by any means for a guy like Jose Martinez, who busted his behind to get to the majors year after year, continuing. I'm glad he has his opportunity, but this whole, Jose Martinez, if you were to rank 1 through 30, the fourth outfielders in Major League Baseball, where would Jose Martinez rank, sir?
A fourth outfielder?
Well, he's probably the fifth on the Cardinals.
Well, he was talking about now being the fourth outfielder.
Jose Martinez, the thing about this guy, all he ever did was produce. Last year as a pinch hitter in a very limited
role. Could you answer
awesome.
The question, sir?
He'd rank in the top half. I mean, the guy's got a 785 OPS. I wonder how many fourth outfielders have a 785 OPS. He's got a 464 slugging percentage, 125 at-bats. He's been good. Not great. Probably not an everyday
major leaguer.
That's your homework for this.
But
weekend.
As a fourth outfielder, you could do a hell of a lot worse.
Really?
Than Jose Martinez.
Really?
Based on what he's done so far, absolutely. Why do you hate on Jose? All right.
I'm curious what his usage is compared to those other fourths. It seems like the Cardinals play their fourth outfielder quite a bit more than some other teams.
Well, I'll be doing some investigating.
Go check this
research.
Out. Look up fourth outfielders. Cardinals lineup I have not seen yet. I assume we know who the outfielders will be, and I'm assuming Dexter Fowler will be the center fielder, even though, as we all agree, it should be Tommy Pham and Fowler in left. But I'm assuming it will be Fowler.
Is it fair to say that John Jay's the Cubbies' fourth outfielder?
Yes. Well, yeah, because Hayward and – well, I don't know, because John Jay, I think, actually started this year over Almora in center field. So, yeah, I would probably say Jay's their fourth outfielder, but he plays a lot.
Well, would you have Jay or would you have
Jose Martinez?
Martinez.
What's John Jay's numbers this year? I'm a numbers guy, John.
Yeah, you are.
I need to see the production.
Well, I would think that you would be completely up to date and abreast of everything going on.
I agree with that.
John Jay's hitting 300 this year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
With a strikeout.
300 this year.
Pitching.
With a
does he have any home runs?
400 slugging percentage.
Okay.
And he has started 16 games.
He started 16 games.
16
All right.
16 games.
Listen, he's got the ultimate tiebreaker. He was the closer for a game.
He was.
How'd that go, by the way?
Through scoreless.
By the way, John Jay.
46-mile-an-hour curveball.
I just saw this. So I'm looking at John Jay now. His OPS of 785 is exactly the same as Carlos Martinez. So there you go. Probably a little better defensively, even though Jay has no arm. He's probably a little bit better than Martinez defensively. He can play center. Chunk in the Chuck says Eric Ichiro or Jose Martinez. 43-year-old Ichiro. I would probably rather have Jose Martinez right now.
I would agree.
He's 6'4", and he's fast, and he produces. I don't care that it took him 10 years to get to the majors.
Right.
When he's in there, he's playing. So I don't care.
Who's that?
Martinez.
We love Jose Martinez, and we won't tolerate a bad word said about him. All right.
You forget what we talked about?
We have guys guys we don't. We don't like.
St. Louisans just fall in love with baseball
with
players for the most bizarre. Yeah. And
well, of course.
And even some, but some of these guys just suck and they still love them.
They're not making that much money. He comes up here, works his ass off, and he hits the ball
I'm
pretty
not
damn well.
About Martinez in particular. I'm sorry, guys like Martinez and Pham, I pull for.
Absolutely.
Because the
Me
battles,
too.
They, the bat, can you, the, every year, Tommy Pham getting beat down. Getting
They're grinding
beat down,
it, man.
Beat down,
I see it.
Injuries, issues, can't get
they
a
hustle.
Break.
They hustle.
9 years later, 10 years later. That's incredible. How can you
root?
Fham?
No doubt. Or Martinez.
Or Martinez. But I'm just saying, that doesn't mean that Jose Martinez
is one of the best fourth. Yeah, I get you.
It doesn't mean he should be a starting outfielder. No, you're absolutely right. You have to always, and that's the thing, you can't fall in love with guys on small sample size and overrate them. And you absolutely can't do that. They have to prove
it. But I do
it.
Fall in love with guys who are playing hot at that moment. And if you take them out of the lineup when they're
you
producing.
You love to ride the hot guy.
I love it.
Just like I do.
I know you do.
I will tell you, though, if it comes down to it here and everybody's healthy, I want Grichuk as the fourth outfielder. He's better defense and he's got more power.
He's got the upside more than Jose Martinez, I'll say
he
that.
He can come in, whatever. Martinez has been good pinch hitting, and I get all that.
I get the
Grichuk
feeling.
Can knock it over the fence a whole lot easier than anybody else in this team.
I just get the feeling that it would be better for everybody if Grichuk maybe moved on. Now, I wouldn't give him away because I still think there is some untapped upside there, and right now he's still relatively cheap, although he'll be heading into arbitration here, I think, soon. But I wouldn't give him away. But as a throw-in for a deal, if another team wants to take a flyer on him and you want to package him with other people, it might be just best for everybody. Fresh start.
Let me ask you a question, Eric Messersmith.
If you can pronounce my name correctly.
Do it one more time.
Eric Messersmith.
It's not Messer Smith. Go ahead.
Eric, whatever the hell. Let me ask you this.
No, remember, John, it's lesser known names, I think, is how it was phrased in the paper this morning. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Am I
go
the
ahead.
Only one who didn't read that?
Yeah, in the paper, it was they brought in talent like TJ Moe, Cam Jansen, and I believe it was lesser known names. So you can just refer to me as a lesser known name.
That's fine. Am I the only one who didn't read the article?
Anyway, go ahead.
From the 618, Carlos Martinez is a big fan of Smoothie King as well.
Oh!
Go ahead, John.
Every time you say that, it gets more pathetic.
You grew up in Pittsburgh, correct? Or thereabouts?
Pittsburgh area, roughly.
Right, thereabouts.
Pittsburgh footprint.
Is there a comparable Stubby Clap in Pittsburgh? Does anybody in Pittsburgh fans remember Stubby Clap or basically any white boy 5'8 or under who made the team?
trying to think if there was. You know, people loved Mike LaValier.
Was not taking a shot at your team.
Who was a but he was Mike LaValier was a starting catcher. Remember him, Spanky? He played on the teams that played the Braves in the early 90s.
Sure.
People loved him. But he was actually a starter.
Mike LaValier was actually a former Cardinal.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a Cardinal before he was a Pirate.
He was one I remember that people really liked.
But he was pretty solid as a catcher.
He was a very solid catcher, but people really, really liked him.
Yeah, he was
they
a
loved him. But he was not like the Bonds, Van Slyke, Bonilla star of the team, you know?
No, but Stubby Clapp was a backup.
Stubby right. Clapp says, "You guys keep me out of this."
Really I was wondering when he was going to pipe in.
That is awesome.
314 says, "Which one of you just said you'd love to ride the hot guy?" That was me.
And me.
Well, I said Cam loves to ride the hot
guy. Which I do.
So do I. Mm-hmm. And seriously,
spend
in baseball.
Time overseas.
Wow. Mm. In baseball, that's your best strategy because guys are streaky. So starting infield, is there any doubt that it should be most nights now Carpenter, Wong, DeYoung, and Jerko? I mean, I don't even know that that's
a debate.
I don't
see why not.
The only thing I'd say is if you're facing a lefty, maybe you get Luke Voigt, TJ's friend, in there at first, and you move Carpenter to second maybe. I could see that because you get that other right-handed bat in there.
I think you got to get him in there anyway. I think he should be playing one out of four games.
One out of four.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
You
yeah. I think that's reasonable. It's very reasonable, TJ.
I want Luke Voigt to come on this show. I mean,
we should have him on.
I want him.
Hire him.
Hire him.
Good TJ would be all over.
Oh, we just have him on.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. We'll get him on.
Look at TJ. He's a
I'm kind of giddy. I mean, he follows me on Twitter. You know, we're boys.
But I just think it's interesting because we talk about the Cardinals with all of these somewhat redundant pieces and all of this depth, and there's no question there's truth in that. But I think at this moment in time, on July 14, as we're ready to start the second half, I think it's pretty clear who your starting eight are most nights. Like, I don't think there's a big debate right now, anyone saying, oh my God, this guy should be starting. I think you know pretty much who your eight are right now. And now it's a question of, can they produce? And can those guys go out and get it done? I still think you need to bring somebody in to help supplement that, a middle of the order guy, and trade some of these pieces. But I think we know who the eight are, right? I mean, is there any doubt about it other than maybe getting Voigt in there every once in a while?
Yeah, but some of them may
Rock,
disappear.
You look like you might have something. I'm looking for anything.
What do you got to say?
Oh, we have a golfing update.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We are now at 13. We're all square.
Oh. All square.
So Timmy had a one-shot lead after eight. So that means that Jay's taken three. Timmy's taken two
Ooh.
Of the last five.
Timothy Michael.
Wow.
It is 18, I assume, Rock?
Maybe more, John.
Yeah.
18
might
more.
Not decide it.
Yeah. They made it a Smoothie King break.
Pathetic.
On the text line,
John,
if you,
we should go bring him some Smoothie King.
If you buy
quit
one.
Quit ringing that bell when he says that, and maybe he'll stop.
I doubt it.
I have.
We'll keep saying Smoothie King, Cam.
It's just pathetic. It's pathetic.
314 says, if you buy one Smoothie King, drink a day, you will be broke. That's a fact. Unless you're August Bush, then you could probably
I'm not even kidding. So I was in there working in my store this morning, and there are people that come in. And first of all, the like regulars are the greatest people in the world. So happy. There's people that come in every time and just like the experience. Starbucks kind of started this.
Right.
And these people, for one, they all have really good jobs because they're like...
yeah, because they couldn't afford it otherwise.
I mean, think about that. If you go even eating out every day, think if you spent $10 every single day, you're spending $300 out. And our smoothies aren't $10.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
I spent
$300
on a meal before. Go ahead.
Well, you are weird. But I don't spend $300 eating out every single... You know, if you did it every day for a month, $300, if you're spending $10 a day eating out, that's a whole
Where
lot of money.
Where are you eating?
$10 a day eating out is not a lot
nothing.
At all.
You're
eating
every
out
meal.
Every day. I'm saying
$10 a day eating out is nothing.
I don't eat out like that. I think most people don't. When they put in their budgets, people spend like $150 eating out for the month.
Where do you? Ooh,
what
are you
talking
about?
Individuals,
about? Not families.
Yeah, John spends $150 a meal when he eats out.
I spent $150 on tips.
What are you eating, TJ? You're eating at home every day, three meals a day.
No.
Crackers?
Well, then what are you eating?
Well, yeah, no, I eat at home most all times.
What are you making yourself?
Whatever. I drink a lot of Smoothie King.
it's honestly pathetic.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if I come into that establishment.
Yes.
And I want to order an item there, because I did this the other day. So I get an
response. You came to Smoothie King?
Not one of yours.
Okay.
It was in Columbia, and I got one.
Why are we
letting
this happen, man?
So my
because I'm amused. It's a Friday.
Jesus
we're
Christ.
Chill.
My point is, don't if I so get one of these, they're tasty and everything, but that's not really a meal. So
it,
I'm just,
it can be if you get the gladiator protein.
Actually,
and stuff.
I didn't get the gladiator,
but it's $10.
It's not just that because like when they say like make it a meal, it's a whole bunch of fiber and a whole bunch
it's
of
good.
Protein,
it
and
is
it will
good.
Fill you up.
So how many do I have to get to fill me up?
One.
Yeah. No, I'm saying there are only certain ones.
It's a meal replacer.
Yes,
absolutely.
Some of them are meal. They it actually says MR next to it. Meal replacer.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out next time I'm in.
Get the my favorite.
After
one.
You get done working out, you'll do it.
I
worked out
Eric,
Monday and Tuesday.
Go get the strawberry yogurt delight. You'll enjoy and love your life.
Okay, I'll check it out next time I'm at that place. Hey, I saw this on ESPN Stats and Info. This is an interesting stat. In single season MLB history, the best batting average while not striking out. Right now, the record coming into this year is tied with Babe Ruth, you may have heard of him, and Manny Ramirez, 478 average. Hmm. Babe Ruth did that in 1923. Manny did it in 2000. Aaron Judge right now, batting average while not striking out, is 516.
Good God. Monster.
Yeah, so that's an interesting stat. I mean, obviously, we're in a different era now, as we talked about before. We're on pace to set the record for both home runs and strikeouts. But
that seems like a worthless stat now because of that.
No, it's not a worthless stat, because if it were worthless, then Babe Ruth's number from 1923 and Manny Ramirez's number from 17 years ago would have already been broken.
No,
it's not worthless.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying because the strikeouts are so high, you can still be a marginal player. Of course, Aaron Judge is not, but you can still be a marginal player who just, when he makes contact, hits it over the fence.
Yeah, you can be, but the fact that nobody else other than Aaron Judge is doing this shows you just how good he is. Yeah, I mean, overall, no question that it's easier to do something like that now, but it's still an incredible number. 516.
Tell Rob Manfred to stop juicing the balls.
I know, right?
Tell him.
Manfred said the balls are fine. He said they are within the acceptable limits.
Hmm. Well, how big is this range?
Yeah, that's the thing. And there is a wide, wide range, I'm sure. And that's got something to do with it. But I still think even if the ball were the same or basically the same, the guys are bigger, they're stronger, and more importantly, they're trying to hit home runs and they figured out launch angle better than they ever have. The science and technology is so good, they know exactly the angle, and they can practice it over and over and over again. And in real time,
dude,
it's not just a scout.
These guys can't spell their name, let alone figure out launch angle.
I'm telling you, that's what they're trying to do.
It's all
why would you not
memory,
think
players
yeah.
and coaches
memory.
Talk about this all the time now.
You're taught forever, don't come up with a big cut, don't swing up, don't do that, don't do this. Now, it's basically just go hit the baseball. Which more often than not, people have a tendency for an uppercut. So it's not like they understand a launch angle.
They do.
They just have no comprehension of bat restriction. They're just going out there
Think
and
about
trying
it,
to hit the ball in the air.
Back in your day, the only way you could adjust the launch
30s?
Angle is if you were swinging and a coach was looking at you and was like, well, try it a little differently. Try it a little differently. Now they can go practice, have data instantly tell them what the angle is, and then adjust it from there. Think about how that changes the game.
Of course.
Guys now work on that because they know there's an ideal angle.
What is
You're just hitting the ball into the air, which is fine. They're just hitting the ball for so long.
John, for being so smart, your brain when you get in these conversations gets so
simple. I was going to say the
same
thing, TJ.
You're like, you're a pretty smart dude. You and I have had really smart conversations, and then as soon as we get into sabermetrics, nothing computes.
No, do you really think that these guys are going up there thinking this is the exact
I can
way
tell you this.
100%.
I can tell you this. No. I studied film like a madman, and every step in my toe angle, and I studied every little thing, and I guarantee you some of those guys are doing that.
And, John, the thing is, when they're going up,
just hitting the ball in the air. They've been told most younger players or older players were told, don't hit fly balls, hit line drives, hit the ball on the ground.
Okay,
it's
probably not perfect, John, but they're obviously doing something for this to happen.
They're hitting the ball more. They have the freedom to go up and swing naturally, which a lot of times is an uppercut, which is putting the ball under the air.
But they're adjusting.
That's what launch angle is.
That's what it is.
What is the argument?
My argument is people keep talking launch angles, this angles, that blah blah. Bullcrap. They're just hitting the ball in the air more. They're swinging for home runs. For decades, people were said, don't swing for the fence, don't swing for the fence. Now they're told to swing for the fences. That's what they're doing.
Not to change the subject, but Stubby Clap on the text line says, Cam knows the perfect launch angle when he bottoms for me.
What's he mean by that?
He's got a point there. He really does.
TJ,
I study that, John, just like the players do.
See? TJ used the key word there. For athletes, John, it's muscle memory. Yes. They might not be going up thinking about it, but they've practiced it over and over and over again so that they don't have to think about it when they come to the plate.
Man.
It's just the way they swing.
You have a very simplistic view of what sports are, and if I ever could take you into a meeting with these guys in the NFL or in the NHL or anywhere else,
we're talking about swinging a bat. They're just going up, and they were forever.
How simple do you think catching a football is?
Or
seems pretty easy, right? Every guy breaks down every single catch and says, look, it's hitting your palm first. You need to use your fingers. It's hitting these fingers.
Football.
It's the same idea. You're talking about a very simple test. Just catch it. Yes. All they're doing is catching the ball. Sounds very simple. There's a lot to
anybody
it.
Could do it,
TJ. And there's a lot of guys like Chris Carter who have mastered the art, Odell Beckham Jr. who have mastered the art and studied film and looked and said, this is how you do this perfectly to have the highest percentage chance of succeeding every time. That is what launch angle is.
Can I read this text, John?
Good answer, John.
This sums it up perfectly. The St. Charles Ginger says, hey, John, there are numerous articles detailing players changing their swing based on the data of launch angle. Go read.
He's not done,
go
John.
Go read, let me you senile old man.
Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you, there's not one of you guys that a team has paid to do statistical analysis. I've had four different baseball teams pay me a large sum of money.
And that's why you work here, because you sucked at it.
My ass knows more about stats than the four of you put together.
So you,
all right?
So you think this is wrong?
Something. Let me tell you something right now.
I don't want anything to do with those stats.
Nobody pays more attention to stats than I do. But when it comes to launch angles, bullcrap. It's called hitting the ball into the air. It's called not worrying about
somebody call
hitting
in,
the ball
please.
Into the hole.
Eric.
Hitting a ground ball, hitting a line drive.
Eric, so if your launch angle is high, do you think he's hitting the ball in the air? Launch high launch angle.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Ah, so that's what they're trying to do.
So they're all they're trying to do is hit the ball in the air,
so
which
you just
for
don't
years
like,
they were told not
okay,
to.
All right, let's stop using the word launch angle. So what they're doing is they're calculating how they hit the ball in the air, Eric, and that's why they're hitting more home runs, and it makes more sense.
And they're doing it based on data they're getting in potentially real time.
Yeah, but just don't use the word launch
angle. Right, it's not launch angle, though. Stubby Cobb says, Hadley, someone needs to put you in a home.
It's just that simple.
Not my home.
Well, let me tell you something. Nobody will ever call me Stubby Stubby.
Oh. Ooh.
So why don't you take your little Ooh. Stubby, go back down to mom's basement and wait for the meatloaf.
Wow.
Oh.
Whoa.
Good Lord, John.
That's the second
funny.
Time in as many days I think you referenced your manhood. Yesterday you pulled out a John Holmes reference. Rock, you were not here. They did not know who John Holmes was. Cam and TJ.
No idea. I'm sure
oh,
I've
you
seen
were
his,
there.
I've seen his moves and his
Wow, I'm sure work. You have.
Cam did break out a Peter North reference. I had to respect that.
I got old.
Those
school.
Would have to be the two most famous males.
Is he the Ron one with the Jeremy long hair with the really he's really jacked, long hair? Looks like Fabio.
I don't know. It's been so
got
long.
Got a big gap between his teeth. See, I
wow.
don't know. I have no idea what the
yeah,
hell I'm talking
sure
about.
Sure you don't. This was back in the day. That's probably why it was old school. What are we talking, like 70s rock, 80s?
Oh, yeah. No.
In
yeah,
fact,
no
isn't Dirk Diggler's character
based on him? Now, I saw that movie. That was
in,
great.
What's that called?
With
what's that
Philip Seymour Hoffman's a creep.
Yeah. Somebody help us out
oh,
here.
Oh,
yeah,
what is that?
We were in Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. That was
TJ,
fan.
Have you
that
seen Boogie Nights?
Eric.
No.
There's a scene there at the end you'd probably really like.
It's good. It's a good movie. It really is.
Eric's divorce lawyer says, can Hadley even see his package? Like a package he gets in the mail?
No, I don't have to see it. I just trip over a lot. Oh my God.
Good God.
Those are your bunions.
It is the Hard Line powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And Cam, speaking of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, tell us about the deals they have right now in this month of July.
Hooray for the red, white, and blue. Not only will active and retired military members receive superior pricing on every new vehicle on the lot, but Johnny Londoff will also give an extra 500 bones to use however you want, John Hadley, whatever the hell you want to do. This is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet saying, hey, thank you for your service to our country. TJ, why are you laughing? You're messing me up. Check out these hot deals. 2017 Cruise, only $13,900. 2017 Malibu, only $18,900. 2017 Camaros, what do you think, TJ? God, you're way off. $19,900, dude. What about Silverado double cabs, Eric? What do you think, brother?
$38,000.
You're way off. Do your research.
How much?
Next time,
how much?
Dude, good God, $28,900.
Wow,
man.
See, that's a great deal. Because
I
thought it'd
deal.
Be $38,000.
We'll figure it out. Okay, Equinox is $22,900. And 2017 Traverses, only $25,900.
You kidding me?
You kidding me? Plus, they guarantee top dollar for your trade. And they treat you like family. From the moment you walk into the showroom floor till the time you drive off with your new or pre-owned vehicle, they treat you like family. It is what it is. That's what Johnny Londoff does. And with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet stands above the rest. Visit them at I-270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit or shop online at Londoff.com, of course, or call 314-837-1800. That is 314-837-1800. Come in today and experience the Londoff difference. Chevy, find new roads.
Before we go to break here, let's close our conversation about Stubby Clap with a text from Stubby Clap. Hadley, quit acting like we don't mouth kiss in your rape van.
Oh,
snap. Is that why you're laughing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just hate guys who let out all the details after the fact. Mm-hmm. Isn't there some decorum?
No.
Is it a white van with no windows?
Not when you have a rape van.
By the way, 2017, right now in the National League, ground ball percentage 45.8. The last time it was that low was 1990.
Gee, I wonder why that is. It's almost like data has told these guys to adjust their swing in a way that would produce a maximum ball flight. That's weird. It's almost
Don't use those big words.
It's almost like launch angle. Yeah, they're just uppercutting.
They just
go up
and swing the bat. That's all they do. They don't even know what they're doing. They have
now
no idea.
You guys get it.
I'm just going to go up there, close my eyes, and swing.
It's like John thinks he's speaking to like the mentally handicapped. Children. He's like, they don't really understand launch angle. Just swing up. Just swing up.
Close your eyes.
And that's pretty much That's all. You guys make it sound like
baseball's so easy to play.
Well, that's not true. It is difficult to hit a baseball. Yes. But to swing up, no, that's natural. No, that's
so
easy.
Rock, so easy. Give us an update.
They are on to 14. Jay Jr. has taken a one-hole lead.
Wow.
After a shirt change. I don't know how controversial that is. He went from a button-up to a T-shirt.
This game is being played under protest.
Where are you getting these updates from?
Cucky the Dwarf is streaming live from Normandy.
Great guy, by the way.
He had to take over after Plowboy's phone died.
So what are we? Are there people like following them around on the course?
Well, there's another two people with them, obviously, because you have to play a foursome. But apparently, there are by what I'm seeing here on the video, there are close to a dozen, maybe a little bit less, people just watching the matchup go. Apparently, Chris Raby has shown up.
Wow. I'm not going to criticize our listeners because I love them, but if you're watching the duel in the desert.
Why wouldn't you, man?
I don't know. Maybe you need to reevaluate your life.
Time out. Why not do that? You pack a cooler, you do your thing, you cruise with your buddies, and you watch these two go at it. They're hilarious. I'd do it.
All right. Come on.
Well, no one's going to watch you play, but
watch those guys play. No, they wouldn't want to do that. That'd be like a 4 or 5, 6 hour thing if you were watching us play. Eric Messers with KFJ. It's a TJ Mo, John Hadley. This is the Hardline, powered by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.